Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, this is Johanna, your reader today. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of April, and on the Hebrew calendar, the second day of the month, Nisan. Today in history, according to tradition, it was the day when the first heifer was prepared. Numbers 19:1-22 speak to the sons of Israel that they bring you an unblemished red heifer in which is no defect and on which a yoke has never been placed. This week, our parasha, which means portion from the Torah, is Tazria, which means she will conceive. And today we're starting in Leviticus 13, verses 24 through 28. Before we begin our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Or suppose the body has a burn from a fire on its skin, and the raw flesh of the burn becomes a bright spot, reddish-white or white. Then the Kohen is to examine it, and behold, if the hair in the bright spot has turned white, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, it is tzaarat. It is broken out in the burning, and the Kohen is to pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of Tzaharat. But if the Kohen examines it and sees there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it is not lower than the skin, but is faded, then the Kohen is to isolate him 7 days. The Kohen is to examine him on the seventh day. If it has spread in the skin, then the Kohen is to pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of Tzaharat. If the bright spot stays in its place, it has not spread in the skin but is faded, it is the swelling from the burn, and the Kohen shall pronounce him clean, for it is merely a scar from the burn. That was Leviticus 13:24-28. And now our portion today from the prophets is Isaiah 29. Oy, Ariel, Ariel, city where David camped, year to year, festivals in a cycle. But I will distress Ariel. There will be lamenting and moaning. Then she will be like Ariel to me. I will encamp against you all around. I will set up siege works against you and will raise up ramps against you. You will be brought low. You will speak from the ground. From the dust where you are prostrate, your speech will come. Your voice will be like a ghost out of the ground, and your speech will whisper out of the dust. Yet the multitude of your foes will become like fine dust, and the multitude of the terrifying like chaff that passes away. It will happen in an instant, suddenly. You will be visited by the Lord of hosts with thunder, earthquake, huge noise, whirlwind and stormwind, and the flame of a consuming fire. It will be like a dream, a night vision. The multitude of all the nations warring against Ariel, yes, all warring against her, the ramparts around her and her besiegers. It will be like a hungry man dreaming, and behold, he is eating, but awakes with his hunger unsatisfied, or like a thirsty man dreaming, and behold, he is drinking, but awakes faint, his soul thirsting. So it will be with the multitude of all the nations warring against Mount Zion. Wait and be astounded, blind yourselves and be blind, drunk but not with wine, stagger but not with strong drink. For the Lord has poured out on you a spirit of deep sleep, and has shut your eyes, the prophets, and covered your heads, the seers. So this entire vision is for you like the words of a sealed scroll, which they give to one who knows books, saying, "Read this, please." But he says, "I can't, because it's sealed." Then the scroll is given to one who does not know books, saying, "Read this, please." But he says, "I don't know books." So the Lord says, "Since these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, yet their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a mitzvah taught by men. Therefore, behold, once more I will do a marvelous work among this people, a marvel and a wonder. So the wisdom of the wise will perish, and the discernment of the discerning will be concealed. Oy, those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord. Their works are in the dark. They say, 'Who sees us? Who knows us?' Your perversity. Should the potter be regarded the same as the clay? Should the thing that made say to its maker, 'You did not make me'? Or the thing formed say to its former, 'You have no understanding'? Will it not be just a very little while before Lebanon turns into a garden, and a garden will seem like a forest? In that day, the deaf will hear words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. The meek will add to their joy in the Lord, and the needy of humanity will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless will come to an end, and the scorner will be finished, and all watching to do evil, cut off. Those who make a man out to be guilty with a word, and trap him who reproves at the gate, and deny justice with meaninglessness. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Redeemer of Abraham, concerning the house of Yaakov. Yaakov will no longer be ashamed, no longer will his face grow pale, for when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Yaakov and stand in awe of the God of Israel. Those who go astray in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will learn instruction." That was Isaiah 29. And now, today, our portion from the writings is Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs in Hebrew is Mishle. Whoever loves knowledge loves correction, but whoever hates reproof is stupid. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but he condemns a person with evil schemes. No one is made secure by wickedness, but a righteous root will not be moved. A virtuous wife is her husband's crown, but a dishonoring one is like rottenness in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright delivers them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the household of the righteous will stand. A man is praised according to his insight, but one with a twisted mind is despised. better to have a little honor and a servant than to have glory and no bread. A righteous person cares for the life of his animal, yet even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. The one who works his land will have plenty of food, but whoever chases daydreams lacks sense. The wicked covets the loot of evil men, but the root of righteous flourishes. An evil one is ensnared by the sin of lips, but the righteous one escapes trouble. By the fruit of his mouth, a man will be satisfied with good. The work of a man's hands will reward him. A fool's way is right in his own eyes, but the wise listen to advice. A fool shows his irritation immediately, but a prudent person overlooks an insult. A trustworthy witness tells what is right, but a false witness, deceit. Reckless speech is like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue for only a moment. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but those promoting shalom have joy. No harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked are full of misery. Lying lips are detestable to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. A clever person conceals his knowledge, but the heart of a fool blurts out folly. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy will become forced labor. An anxious heart weighs one down, but a good word cheers him up. The righteous gives his friend guidance, but the way of the wicked leads astray. A lazy person does not roast his game, but a diligent person prizes his possessions. In the path of righteousness is life. It is a path to immortality. That was Proverbs 12. Our portion today from the Apostles is going to be the first chapter of the book of James, or Jacob. Yaakov, a slave of God and of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, to the 12 tribes in the diaspora, Shalom. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect work, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all without hesitation and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. But let the brother in humble circumstances boast in his high position, and the rich person in his humble position, because like the flower of the grass he will pass away. For the sun arises with a scorching heat and withers the grass, and its flower falls off, and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed. So also the rich man in the midst of his pursuits will wither away. Happy is the one who endures testing, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am being tempted by God." For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each one is tempted when he is dragged away and enticed by his own desire. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is full grown, it brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. By his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we might be a kind of first fruits of all that he created. Know this, my dear brothers and sisters, let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For human anger doesn't produce the righteousness of God. So put away all moral filth and excess of evil, and receive with humility the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he looks at himself and goes away, he immediately forgets what sort of person he was. But the one who looks intently into the perfect Torah, the Torah that gives freedom, and continues in it, not becoming a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he shall be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks he is religious, and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is futile. Pure and undefiled religion before our God and Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. That was Jacob chapter 1, and it concludes our readings for this episode. If you are reading through the Apostles twice, you'll be reading Matthew chapter 1 today also. Well, that's it from me. I pray that the Word of God has blessed your spirit as you are listening today, and that you will go strengthened in your heart to whatever is ahead of you today. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. It's been an honor and a privilege to read the Bible for you today. Shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.